Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
What are we talking about today? I don't really know.
Well, it's funny because you asked that while we were walking into the studio. And
nobody
I said,
wanted to tell me.
I hit you with the classic one-liner of, it's none of your beeswax.
Oh!
Snap, 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 air horn.
Pew, 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 pew.
Face. Oh my gosh, you got owned, Melissa. You
yeah,
got so
what's
owned.
Up with that?
I
why so rude?
My question is, where the hell did the term beeswax come from? Like, it's none of your beeswax.
I think it's a kid thing. So what? it's like none of your business is like too rude. So kids they've tried to soften it or something.
But
none of your beeswax.
Well, yeah, but it's like a kid thing. Don't bees make honey? Where's this wax coming from?
Well, historically. they do now. They make honey, but the product originally was called wax before they called it pollination, and it was a bee business in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, right. Where, just outside of Tempe.
And a guy was saying, you know, he kept getting pestered by his employees, you know, what is this? What are we doing? And then the employee came one time and took this guy's beeswax.
Oh.
And the owner said, excuse me. That's none of your beeswax.
And that man?
Oh.
That man was Bert.
Bert's bees. You know it.
Do you know what? We just got cultured.
That's cultured.
We just got cultured.
I feel like we just got BS'd.
Yeah.
We just got BS'd.
We got BS'd by Court. That's what we should do. We should do a culture Court segment where in the three facts that he gives us, one of them is just completely made
up. Yeah. How well can he sell it?
Right.
The thing is Court, you can sell everything.
You really
like,
could.
Like, I fall for everything.
Yeah, and I fall for almost everything, which is everything that you give.
It is. I have so much fun doing it. It's just a way to like entertain myself.
I'm not surprised.
Like the other day, you guys were like, hey, what did you do over the weekend? Like, oh man, we went out, we had a good time. I didn't do anything, but I can't tell you I didn't do anything, so I make up stories. Like, I think, you know, the other day it was like, Court, what did you do over the weekend? Oh, man, I had a lot of fun.
And you really didn't
you
have
do
fun.
You do stuff. You went to Vegas. You went and visited your girlfriend. Yeah. You say you don't
Wait,
do things,
you did
but
go
you
to Vegas,
do.
Though, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, no, but like,
I get in Chicago the whole weekend.
I get self-conscious sometimes, you know, on like Monday, if I had like a weekend where it's like, I just needed time off. You know, I like to have weekends once in a while where I do nothing, but then I get self-conscious. I think it was last Friday, Austin, or not last Friday. It was a couple weeks ago where I had nothing finally. No family in town. So I was like, I'm just going to veg and watch football all weekend. And Austin asked me, what are you doing this weekend? I was like, oh, man, my roommates and I, we've got plans to go out on Friday
night.
Wait,
you
lied about that?
Oh, absolutely.
You just lie.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I feel lied to.
Yeah.
That's,
well, you were.
Well, you are lied to. Why why lie?
Because if I tell you the truth of what I'm doing every weekend, you're going to think I am the lamest person ever.
Since when
but
do
that's
you
okay.
care what we
like,
think?
We, yeah, and it's like we already think that. So it's like, why? Like, you don't have to, like, just play into the role.
Yeah. One day.
Oh, my good. I don't think I could lie to you guys about what I do on the weekends.
You know me. I could never lie. I'm an open book. I am an open damn book.
You kind of are, I think.
Yeah, almost too much. To a fault. I almost share. Like, there's sometimes when, like, I'll be sharing stories with you, like, during commercial breaks, and I'm like, why am I sharing this?
I love it. But now I thought Court would be, like, open and sharing his stories, too, so that, you know, we can... you know, get to know.
But
Court
it just turns out he doesn't
better.
Have stories. It's not like he's like being closed off. He's just like.
I think he does. I think maybe they're dark.
Oh.
Or sinister. Or sinister. Stuff that he doesn't want anybody else to know.
Do you think like Court is like members to like message boards online that are like the darkest parts of the web?
Yeah, I think he writes a lot on Reddit.
On like the Reddit, the subreddit for like in like. Like obsessed with dead bodies, you know, like it's like something weird like that.
Well, yeah. You're from Tennessee, isn't yeah. that the University of Tennessee or whatever has like the dead body campus?
Oh gosh,
like a CSI program where they actually like investigate and like bury bodies so you can study decomp and like rigor mortis.
I did not know that at Knoxville, UT
yeah.
Knoxville.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm sure on this one.
All right. More
yeah, I mean, he would
more
know.
Cultured Court.
This one's right. not a lie. This
he's like, true. He's like, yeah. When I'm not hanging out with my friends on weekends, I'm looking this stuff up.
Right.
No, that was a lie too. We do stuff on the weekends.
Wait, which was a lie? Now I don't know if you're lying or not.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Wait,
see what I'm saying?
So wait, what's a lie and what isn't?
It was all a lie. We do stuff on the weekends.
Okay, now I think he's
but
lying.
You just said that sometimes you don't want to do stuff this on the weekends is... and you want to veg.
Oh, sometimes I really want to veg. But even then, you know, we'll have drinks and watch football and make bets.
See, and I want to say, like, Court, can you not lie for, like, the next 5 minutes? But then if he says yes, how do I know he's...
not lying.
Right.
Because I'm a bad liar.
No,
no you're
not, a good
though.
Liar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Or do you think that's false?
I don't like this game
anymore. I don't know what's a lie and what's not.
Anyways,
have you ever been arrested?
I've been put in the back of a car. I've never been arrested.
Do we believe him?
See, now I don't know.
That's records, Court records. Ooh. That maybe we could look it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, let's no. That's, yeah, we could. That's like public. That's,
public records,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we could look up if Court's ever been arrested, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Why would I lie?
If you have $75, we could run a background check on him.
Let's do it.
I don't have $75, though.
I will fork over for that.
Save your money.
I will
There's
fork
nothing.
Over for that. Watch, get a background
watch.
Check.
His background report is just like, it's just like one page of just like, yeah, he doesn't do anything on the weekends.
So it's true.
He was once in the back of a police car, but he never got arrested.
Yeah, that was... Oh, that was wild.
I don't even want to know what it's for. Okay, yes, I do.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, now you have to share. Although, how do we know this isn't going to be a lie?
Oh, just because tell the it's truth. It's the most believable thing ever.
Okay.
Weed.
Okay, were you selling it or buying it?
No, my friend was driving with it. Mm-hmm. And we got pulled over and he had it on him.
We
got
to search your car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So he got arrested.
He got arrested. Yeah, he got booked. You can find records on him.
Oh, my gosh.
Did they give you a ride home?
No. They took us downtown and had our parents come pick us up.
Ooh, did you get grounded?
Ooh, I got grounded.
You did?
Yeah.
How long?
I want to say it was like 2 weeks. And this was it was during a warm weather time, too. So it was an important 2 weeks.
Did you lie yourself out of the 2 week grounding?
No. There was no lying. I just took it like a champ.
I took it like a champ.
I've told you guys about the road trip we took from Columbia, Missouri to L.A. For spring break in college. I've told you guys about
know.
This, haven't I?
I'm not sure.
You okay, said you took a trip, but you didn't go in on it.
So we 26-hour road trip from Columbia, Missouri to Los Angeles, California. And then on the way home, we're driving back and we're driving through Kansas. And I don't know if you've ever driven through Kansas.
No.
Literally one of the worst states to drive through.
Flyover country.
It's so boring. There's nothing outside of Lawrence and that's it.
And
Lawrence is even like kind of off the highway. So
you can play car games.
Car games?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I know all
the
road trip games, yeah. But it's like there's just nothing to see. It's not even like scenic. It's just flat and it's boring and it's the worst. And I'm not just saying this because I went to the University of Missouri and Kansas is our number one rival. okay, part of me is saying it because of that. But we were driving home, and the youngest guy in the car is driving, and he's flying, he's speeding, but we're all passed out. All of us are asleep except for him. He's the only one awake. The sun is rising. It's first thing in the morning. All of a sudden, whoop, whoop, we get pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and the cop pulls us over, and he sees a car, a 2000 Nissan Altima, packed with five grown dudes. we are like squeezed in this car.
Yeah, they're searching that car.
So he's like, well, can you guys please step out of the car? We're going to search the vehicle. Because,
oh my gosh.
And they open up the trunk, and they find
a dead body.
No, they find like remnants, like some like like kind of like leaves, shake, like, yeah, like plant-based like things. And they all of a sudden they get super suspicious.
Okay.
They think it's wheat. What it was a tumbleweed that we had picked up on the road, and we were so excited because we have seen tumbleweeds on like Westerns and all this. So we picked one up and we put it in the back of our car, and it, of course, crumbled. So he's like, well, now I have to search the rest of the car.
Oh my gosh.
We're like, go ahead. You're not going to find anything. We don't have any drugs on us. Like, you're wasting your time. Okay.
Oh,
until the one
no.
friend's like, no, maybe don't. Can you just let us go? You don't need to check.
So he digs into the back seat,
yep,
pulls out a little Ziploc baggie with probably like a
Stop
half an
it.
Ounce, if maybe an ounce of weed.
You know, an ounce is a lot, right?
And he's like, whose is this? And my buddy Frank like steps forward, and we're like, damn it, Frank. Here we were baiting these cops. We're like, go ahead, search our car. You won't find it. Oh, damn it, Frank.
Really?
Damn it, Frank. It was, yeah.
It was Frank's.
And none of us knew that he had any weed on him. He wasn't like smoking it during the trip or anything.
But he jams it down between the seats?
Well, because once we had to step out of the car, he was like, he realized like, oh, crap, I've got this on me.
Oh.
They know where to look.
They know where to look.
If you guys were baiting the cops, I mean, he should have been like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm like here we were so all of us were so confident. Oh, and the worst part too, the guy who got the ticket made us split the ticket like to pay for. Like, and
oh,
so
really?
We all split the ticket.
How much was the ticket? Do you remember?
It was
for possession or for speeding or something.
They ended up letting us go for the possession. Like they wrote, like they confiscated it.
The
it
speeding
like,
ticket?
The speeding ticket, yeah, it was.
Oh no, you're all paying.
I remember it was expensive, but I was like mad because it was like, dude, we were all asleep. You were the one going 30 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Did you take shifts driving?
Yes.
Okay, maybe not then.
So that's why it was like, why are we splitting this? Hmm. You shouldn't have been speeding.
Because he didn't have the money to
why
pay
were
for.
Why were we in a rush to get back for? Like it's the end of spring break, you know. It's not like we were rushing to get to our destination.
No, he should have paid for it then. I was going to say, if you were pulled over for like suspicious activity or something out of the driver's control.
Sure. I get that. I get that. Yeah.
How old
or
are
if he was the only one driving, if he was the only one driving the whole way, I get
they
that.
Split
as
that.
Well.
You made him drive.
How old are you guys?
I was a senior in college. No, second senior year of college. So 22, 20.
Oh, okay. I was going to say if that was high school, like I would say, yeah, I got to split it. But by then, I think you're adult enough that you have to. Suck it up.
Yeah. Own it.
Yeah,
was it
right?
His car?
No.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm. Why? Does that help my case or hurt my case?
I'm still thinking, you know, you all shared evenly. 26 hours, you divide it by five of you. You're driving for 5 1/4 hours
each. Even though Frank, the aforementioned Frank.
Yeah.
He took an Adderall.
What?
No. Like when we were going out there. Drove for 18 hours straight.
Oh,
nonstop.
My gosh.
Nonstop. 18 hours.
Did he?
It sounds like Frank is a big enough idiot. You could have gotten him to pay for the whole ticket.
We probably could have gotten Frank to pay for the whole thing.
Frank's the troublemaker of that group.
Frank, yeah, but he's not, though. He's into, I guess, like the Adderall and the weed.
Yeah.
But he never gets in trouble. Like, he's not like a hellion, you know?
Huh.
Yeah.
Is he an ADHD or he just took it for the energy?
I think he just took it for the energy. Because did I ever tell you about the time I took Adderall time?
If you need, if you are ADD or ADHD and you take Adderall, it calms you down.
Right.
If you are not, it's like
speed. It's wired in. And so people like in college were like, oh, if you got a big test to study for, take an Adderall, right, and you'll be locked in. You'll be focused. Like, they're like, I got so much studying done in 8 straight hours because I took one Adderall. Okay. So I was like, okay, well, and I had a test coming up. I was like, all right, I'll try it.
Sure.
I'll try anything once.
Sure, know? Okay.
So I pop an Adderall. And guys, I'm not joking when I say this. It did absolutely nothing for me.
I can't even believe that.
Well, I think it's because I'm so ADD.
Yeah.
That it actually just made me normal. Like, it didn't focus me. It didn't give me that laser focus that everyone was saying, because all my friends are not ADD. So it gave them the focus. But for me, it was like,
then you probably need it.
It was like, I was just like, just another day. Yeah.
It wasn't even like you were distracted. Like, because sometimes, you know, it's like, yeah, I can study for 8 hours. Ooh, but I really need to clean. Then you get super into cleaning.
Right,
for like
right.
8 hours.
You're focused on whatever you're working on. So they're like, and that was the thing they said. They were like, when you take it, make sure you are studying when you take it, because then you'll be locked in on studying. But like, don't get sidetracked, because then you'll be locked in on whatever.
On something else.
Yeah.
So did you even feel more calm on it?
No. I remember not feeling anything, and I was like, "Well, this is a waste." And then I was like, and then I started to think,
weird.
Should I be prescribed to this?
Yeah.
Like, should I be prescribed to Adderall?
If that was the reaction, yes. I'm not a doctor.
You might have needed a larger dose.
And that might be true, too. Just tie me down and just inject it into my veins.
You will study.
When you first started, and you still do it, so I don't think I notice it as much, but when I don't know if you noticed this, Court, from the producer room, but when Austin is getting like hyped up for the show or getting ready to talk, he rocks himself back and forth. He rocks.
Oh my gosh.
Back and forth. And I'm always, and I remember you first started and I would be like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at him.
I can't
go.
Stand still. People used to point that out to me in middle school.
Right.
I don't know what it is. I think I just like being in motion, like being active.
Right.
But like, yeah, like it's funny. Like, if my parents are listening, first of all, if my parents are listening, they're learning a lot about Frank that they never knew before.
Parents are smarter than you think. Yeah. I bet they knew it about
they
Frank.
They probably know, but they don't know that specific story.
They do now.
So shout out to Rod and Lisa. if they're listening right now, it's so funny. They know that, like, during football games, without even seeing my number, they could just look down, like, during the national anthem and see, like, which player was rocking, and that was me.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't have to the point where, like, my mom was worried about my wedding day of, like, if we'd be standing up there.
And I'd be moving.
Yeah, she's like, Austin, you cannot be rocking back and forth when you're...
Well, it's actually good she brought that up. Maybe you would have been had she not brought that to your attention.
Not rock on my wedding day. So, and I think I was like subconscious. Like, I was like, it was
totally
my
forgot
head.
My vows because I was so focused on rocking.
Oh, yeah, but... like I was a blubbering mess. I love you. I do.
Don't shake. Stand straight.
Yeah.
I will stand straight until the end of our days.
Yeah. The pastor's like, did you just say I dupe? Yeah. I mean, I do.
Would you ever consider trying Adderall just to see how you would feel on it?
1,000%, yes.
Maybe you should, in your next doctor appointment, you should say, explain all these situations growing up, the rocking, this and that, and then when you tried it once.
And he's going to have me talk to the FBI for taking illegal substance.
Right? Yeah,
are you kidding? They're all looking for any reason to prescribe you.
Right.
I'd be super curious myself, though, just to see what you would act like if one of us could tell the difference. Like, if you came in one day and you just seemed totally different because you'd taken Adderall.
I know. Is this an intervention? You guys sat me down here to try and get me prescribed to Adderall just so I will be normal during work?
We love you. But if this keeps going on.
Oh my gosh, why are you guys so serious? You guys legit have serious faces on. In the 1930s, a slang version rendered the saying as mind your own beeswax. It is meant to soften the force of the retort. Folk etymology has it that this idiom was used in the colonial period when women would sit by the fireplace making wax candles together, though there are many other theories.
Ah, that sounds like
I was close.
Hooey.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.